This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, if you listened to Cross Hope yesterday, you know that we began another message in the James series, and it happens to be the most requested message I've ever given in over 30 years on the radio. It's about anger. Anger in your life and in my life. From the book of James, where the key thought is, man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. Let's continue with part two. Let's read it together in James 1. James 1, beginning at verse 19. We're preaching through this book of the Bible, and this is our third message. It goes like this. My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all the moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. And then if you'll go to verse 26, if anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself and his religion is worthless. His religion is worthless. Is there ever a time to be righteously angry? I think there is. The Bible speaks of that which is called righteous indignation. But I want to tell you something and define it in a way that my guess is most people have never heard. You've never heard of this definition of righteous indignation. Jesus expressed indignation in the temple when people were changing money and the booths were set up. You remember that message from Luke. But he was angry on behalf of his heavenly Father. Listen to that again. Jesus was angry on behalf of his heavenly Father. My thought is this, that righteous indignation is when you're angry on behalf of the Father. Most of the anger in your life, most of the anger in my life is self-centered. It is egocentric. I didn't get my way. People didn't jump when I said to jump, and that's the way you react. Most of the anger, if you're honest, if you're totally honest, most of the anger in your life is self-centered or egocentric. Carol Tavris says most of the anger in our lives stems from a desire to be in control, to be in charge, to be powerful, or to be perfect. In other words, she said you can trace most of your anger. It's my desire to be in charge. It's my desire to be in control. It's my desire to be perfect. It's my desire to have power. And so when people cross those desires, then something happens. It's called, I get mad. And you get mad. She talks about some myths of anger very quickly this morning. The one myth that people have is that people have anger that's an uncontrollable reflex. And she said there is an uncontrollable aspect to it. Some people do get out of control. But she believes that anger is a chosen response. Men choose to be angry. Women choose to be angry. Young people choose to be angry. They make a choice. It's an act of the will, according to her. Another myth is that letting off steam or venting anger is healthy. She says venting anger usually promotes more anger, not suppresses it. Then another one is that angry people aren't responsible for their behavior. She points out that even in fits of rage, people are in control. She said one of her clients was a man that would go into rages at his house, and when he would really go off the deep end, he would start grabbing things around the house and breaking them. But his wife pointed out that when he would go through his rages, he would come up to an object that was important to him, belonged to him, and he'd skip it. And he'd go on to the next, he would go to the next piece of furniture or dish or whatever. And he was very selective in what he broke. And her point was, he was really in control. He was not out of control, because if he were truly out of control, he would have destroyed everything, but he was selective in his destruction.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.